Start Your Own Business Academy.com presents How to Write Your First Book, 12 Surefire Hacks, written by Bumi Tokon, narrated by Bumi Tokon. Introduction. I decided to write this book when one of my friends asked me how I'd written so many books at my last book launch. He told me of his attempts to write and the difficulties he had faced. The moment he started speaking, I could recognize many of those obstacles that I had to overcome to create the books I'd written. After that initial meeting, we spoke a few more times and then decided to meet, and then he could ask me any questions that he wanted. However, prior to the meeting, I got out a sheet of paper and wrote about 10 to 12 things that I thought he needed to know if he were to publish his first book. Those scribbles formed the foundation for this book. I've not heard from him since, and I would like to believe that the next time I would meet with him, he would have a book published, or I might see his name in neon lights or being interviewed by the equivalent of Oprah Winfrey Show. This book is a straightforward, no-fluff, actionable guide that you can use to write your first book or books. I give you strategies that I have practiced that worked so that you may not need to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, but develop it. At the time of writing this book, the Amazon platform are still the most dominant online publishers, so I focused on using them as the vehicle to publish your books. As I write this, I want to warmly welcome you to this wonderful industry that allows you to creatively express yourself, reach people that you never thought was possible, and hopefully make a living too. I pray that you will use what is clearly presented in this guide and achieve benefits far beyond what I have reached. My one request is that if you gain value from this book, which I know you will, post a review. Tell people about it and write to me as well. I would love to hear from you. Hey, enjoy. This is Bumi Tokon, your friendly author. Chapter 1. Why you should consider writing a book. I want to talk to you about four reasons why you should consider writing a book. Number one reason is when you write a book, it sets you up as the expert. Every single person wants to talk to the expert. And the point is, whoever documents what they know on paper or on digital format, that's the person considered as the expert in that area, because after all, they've written a book. The second reason why you should consider writing a book is because when you write a book, it sets you up above other competitors, above your other competing candidates, above people in your industry. It sets you up as the go-to person. Why? Because you've written a book. The third reason why you should write a book is because it creates many other opportunities. When you write a book, you are likely to be called to come and give a talk. You are likely to be invited to a seminar because guess what? You are the expert on the subject. And people want to hear from the expert. So writing a book opens up new opportunities. People may come to you and say, well, can I write a book with you? Or can I do a course with you? Or can you write an article for this particular blog? You know, new opportunities are open to you because you've written a book. Number four reason why you should consider writing a book is because writing a book can make you money. Okay? There are many people who have written books that's gone on to be bestsellers or to sell very well, even as self-publishing. So if you're a self-publisher, you still have the opportunity to make money. So I'm sure many of us will be happy to earn an extra $2,000 a month, an extra $10,000 a month, an extra $100,000 a month. Hey, who knows how good and how well your book will sell. But if you do not write,
you have no chance of making money from those who buy books. So, for these four reasons, I want to persuade you, and I hope I've done that, to ensure you put your pen to paper and write a book.
Chapter 2, The Secret.
After writing so many books, people ask me, "Bumi, cut to the chase and just tell us, what's the secret to writing books?" And I say to them, it's a three-step process. And it's this: create it, guard it, use it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about time. Until you create a specific time of the day, when you're going to sit down and put pen to paper or fingers to computer, nothing gets done. You've got to set a specific time, and I want to suggest start with working on your book for 15 minutes every single day, 7 days a week. You might as well start with 10 minutes every day, 7 days a week. When you've learned and acquired that discipline, then you can say, okay, I'm going to now write for 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes for 3 days or whatever. But you need that discipline first. That's what it means by create the time. Number two, guard the time. The moment you decide that you're going to start writing books or start using your time constructively, something is going to show up to test your resolve. That's just the way life is. If you're determined to watch a movie, nothing shows up to stop you from watching a movie. If you decide that you want to, you know, just lounge around, play on the games and stuff like that, nothing's going to disturb you. You go on your social media for hours and nothing's going to disturb you. But once you decide you're going to do something constructive, you're going to spend your time constructively. I'm telling you, something's going to show up. Friends are going to show up. Phone calls are going to show up. If you're married, the wife or the husband is going to show up. If you have children, they're going to want, that's exactly the time they want you to spend some joke time or fun time with them. So you've got to guard that time. You've got to let everybody know, unless it's an emergency, I'm not going to shift this time. This time is here to stay for now. And number three, use it. You must sit down and motivate yourself to write. Recently, I heard and learned from Grant Cardone that actually motivation comes from action. The more action you take, the more results you get, the more motivated you become. Okay? The more action you take, the more results you get, the more motivated you become. So I understand that Stephen King will sit at his desk at a specific time of the day, arrange his paper looking out of this particular window, have his pen on the paper the same way, and that tells his brain it's time to start writing, and he forces himself to be creative. He forces himself to be inspired. If you're waiting for inspiration, you'll never write a book. So, at least for most people, nothing will get done. What you need to do is create the time, guard the time, use the time. Sit there until you write something.
Chapter 3, The Biggest Myth.
Write a good book and people will find it. That's a big myth. That doesn't work. That's not the way it works. You know, you can have the best book that you've uploaded onto Amazon, and if you do not back it up with great promotion, it's not going to sell. It's not going to fly. People are not going to know about it. You know, you and I may read a book that is in the top 10, and we might say, well, that book is just awful. I mean, it's got spelling mistakes, the grammar is not correct, doesn't look great, and all that. But if a book, which is of an average standard, is backed with great promotion and publicity, guess what? That's what people know about. That's what they're going to purchase from that particular genre, because that's what is in front of them. So I'm not going to get away from creating a great book. Yeah, you got to create a great book. That's the truth. The truth is, you got to write a book as good as you possibly can get it. You got to edit it as good as you possibly can do. However, the bottom line is, you've got to back it up with a very strong promotion campaign. When you do that, people will find your book. When you do that, you'll make sales on your book. So get away from that myth. Create a good book, back it up with great publicity, and then people will find the book and find you and discover you.
Chapter 4, The Opportunities.
I want to talk to you about the various opportunities that I think are open to you as a book publisher. So I've identified 4 different types of opportunities that I want to talk to you about today. Number one is single book in a single genre. So it's just one book you're going to write. Maybe every 2 or 3 years you release one book in a single genre. So let's say we're talking about entrepreneurship. So you write one book every 2 years on entrepreneurship, or on a part of entrepreneurship. It could be on personal development, or it could be on starting a business, but it's a single book in a single genre. The second opportunity is multi-books in a single genre. Okay, so you might write a lot of books for a particular genre. So if it's parenting, you might write parenting the teenager, parenting the toddler, parenting the adult. You know, you write a lot of books, multi-books in a single genre, okay? The other opportunity is to write single books in multi-genre. So you might write one book for entrepreneurship, one book for parenting, one book for making money online, one book for gardening, one book for cooking. And you might want to write those in different names, but your target is single books in multi-genre. The fourth way is to write multi-books in multi-genres. So you might write 10 books in entrepreneurship, then another 10 books in cooking, another 10 books in gardening, another 10 books in parenting. So those are the kind of opportunities that are open to you. You may choose your own combination of all the 4 areas that I've looked at, but that's pretty much the kind of opportunities that I think are open to you as a self-publisher. All right, I'll see you.
Chapter 5, how to write your book.
How do you write your first book? What are the practical methods that you can use to write your first book? Number one is this: you can write the whole book yourself. I call this the DIY project. That's what I was talking to you about when I said create it, guard it, and use it. That's the process you use to completely write a book on your own. So the first way, which a lot of people follow and pursue, is you write a book by yourself. The second way to write a book is to get a ghostwriter, someone else, pay someone else to write the book for you. And there's nothing wrong with it, because you may not have the time, you may have the knowledge, but you may not have the time to actually sit down and write the book. So if you pay someone else to write it, that's all good too. Because it's going to require you actually to write the titles, the subheadings, and some of the questions you want answered under each particular category and chapter. That's the way you're going to have to do it. You just don't close your eyes and give some money to a ghostwriter and say, oh, just write me a book. It doesn't work that way. If you want a good book, you're going to have to do some work to allow you to get a good return from your ghostwriter. So those are the first two ways to write a book. Number one is you DIY. Number two, you get a ghostwriter to write your book. The third way to write a book is to do a combination of both, which means you work on the book a little bit, you write the first two chapters, get a ghostwriter to write the next two chapters, or you write one chapter, the ghostwriter writes another chapter. That's a good way. And I've used that method to actually write a book. Actually, to be honest, I've used all three methods. Most of my books are written with the first method, the DIY process. Some books I've written the headings and the subheadings and the information I actually want and pass it on to a ghostwriter to then complete it. Yeah, I've done that. I've also written certain chapters myself and then get a ghostwriter to write other chapters within the book. So I'll talk to you a little bit more about that process in a moment. So the first three ways to write a book in practice is write it yourself, get a ghostwriter to write it, or do a combination of both. You write some of it, the ghostwriter writes the other part of it. Okay. The fourth way to write a book is that you get a partner to work with. So by that, I mean you do a JV. That's called a joint venture in business. Get someone else who is within your field or your subject matter and work with them on creating a book. So in place of the ghostwriter, in method three, you use somebody that is within your field, a good friend, or someone that you like to work with. So you write the first chapter, they write another chapter, and you kind of swap along like that. You have a written agreement as to how the work will be done and how the money will be shared. But it's really a joint venture. The fifth way to write a book is to find an audio product that has not been written in text, get a license, and convert that into a book. That may be a far out process for some people, but it can work. For example, actually, I use this in the reverse way. I found a book that's been written, and I use that book to create a course, a video course on the subject. So it's really possible that you can do it the other way around as well. So you find an audio product and convert it into text by acquiring the license for it and the permission to do so. And then voila, you got your first book. So those are the five ways to write a book. Number one, a DIY process. Number two, use a ghostwriter. Number three, use a ghostwriter and you yourself also write part of it. Number four, get a joint venture going with somebody that you know. And number five, license an audio product and convert it into text.
Chapter 6, using a ghostwriter.
And just for the record, a ghostwriter is someone else that is going to help you to write your book. So let's take it step by step. Step one, the first thing you need to do is to make sure you create a brief. Now, that brief should cover things like chapter headings, chapter subheadings, and the kind of content you want to see in each particular chapter or page or section. Do not just tell your ghostwriter to write you a book. Make sure you give the kind of summary that you want them to come back to you with. Otherwise, you may be disappointed. If you're writing a story, you can give them the storyline. I mean, a lot of people give storylines to writers and they come up with something really nice. So you can do that as well. So that's the first thing you want to do. Get a brief ready. Another reason why you should get a brief ready is because once you find a writer, you just want to press go and start the process. You don't want to delay anymore, just go with it. Okay, so that's the reason why you should write a brief first. That's the first thing to do. The second thing to do is to find this particular ghostwriter. And one of the ways I want to suggest now is to find one by referral. So if you're part of a forum, or you're part of a group, or you're part of a meetup group, which you should join anyway, or part of a group of people that are writers and they've used ghostwriters before, get a referral from them. Referrals are always better than you going cold to somebody. So second thing is to get a referral. The third thing to do, if you fail to get a referral because nobody knows anyone they can send you away, is to go to these three websites and find a ghostwriter yourself. Number one, Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. Another one is iWriter, as in I for India, writer.com. And the third one is Upwork.com. So go to this website and see if you can find yourself a ghostwriter there. And then the fourth stage will help you, because that's the third stage. The fourth stage is make sure you test the quality of their work, which means if you're thinking about writing a 200-page book, for example, get them to write for you an article of about 500 words or 300 words and use that to judge whether they are the kind of person you want to work with. Kind of create a scenario that requires you to go back to them to make some corrections and see how they respond with it, because you really want to find somebody you can work with. The last thing you want is to spend your time and money and effort and then end up with nothing because the person is too emotional or they don't really know what they're doing and you've just, you know, wasted your time. When you go on to places like Fiverr, I'll give you one advice. I would always start with people who can deliver for me within 3 days. I'd never start working with people who say, oh, they'll deliver within 7 days or they'll deliver within 14 days. No, because by experience, and this may not be your experience, my experience has shown that those type of people that deliver over 7 days, on day six, they can cancel on you. Or they'll say, I'll deliver in 2 weeks. And on day 13, they cancel the project. And you spent 2 weeks waiting and relying on them, and you don't have anything. So I always work with people who can deliver within 3 days or a day or 2 days, okay? And then number five is to negotiate the pay. So how much are you gonna pay them? Now, if you're asking me how much you should pay, it really varies. I mean, I've written a 50-page book for $150 or $200, around about $200. Other people would say, well, if you want to write a book that size, it's going to be $1,000. I think decide on a budget and find somebody that fits that budget. But I think if you're looking at a 10,000-word book, you should be looking around about £50 to £100. That's my opinion. Because if you categorize that 500 words is $5, then you calculate, okay, you know, times 10 times 20, that's $100. So that could be a way to do it. And that makes good financial sense, because you don't want to spend that money before you actually start making sales. Okay, so let's go over the process again. Number one is to create a brief. Number two is to find a referral. Number three is to go to an outsourcing site like Upwork, iWriter, and Fiverr.com. And number four is to test the quality of their work. And number five, negotiate the deal. There you go. All right, see you next time.
Chapter 7, What You Can Write About.
Welcome back. I want to deal with the subject of what should I write about. Bumi, exactly what should I write about? People can get confused about this. So let me just explain how the industry works in terms of writing books, as far as I know it. There are two broad roads towards writing a book, just the same as in starting a business. The two broad roads are, number one, write about what you love and what you know, or write within an area that everybody knows makes money. So for example, within the book arena, writing about how to make money, stories, relationships, we all know that that always makes money. It's called the evergreen subjects. Things like cooking books, food, those kind of things always work. Travel, they make money. On the other hand, you have writing about the subject area that matters to you. So you are very much into how to raise teenagers. Well, that's your area, right? About that. That's what you really love. That's what you care about. That's what you talk about most of the time. Write about that. You know, I've done both. And I think it demands more on you as a person to write in an evergreen area that you're not familiar with. I would suggest if you're writing a book for the first time, by all means, write about what you know and write about what you love. But you can still be equally as successful in writing in the evergreen novels area, because they also can work. So it depends on your level of expertise, your knowledge, and your passion, and what you want to do within the self-publishing industry. Okay, so two broad roads, write about what you like, what you love, because you know the world is open to you. You can reach thousands of people, and you don't need millions of people. Well, it'd be nice, but you may not need millions of people to actually make money as a self-publisher. So writing about your gardening, about plants and stuff like that, that thousands of other people also are interested in, could just be the breakthrough you've been waiting for. But on the other hand, I'm not going to ignore the fact that if you write good stories, or you write about digital marketing, or you write about how to make money online and all the other subjects that people are really attracted to today, that you can equally be very successful. So it's really up to you. But for most people, I would suggest start by writing on what you know and what you like.
Chapter 8, places to publish your content.
I want to talk to you about the three different places you can publish your content on the Amazon platform. Number one is the Kindle Direct Publishing. Number two is createspace.com. And number three is acx.com. Let me explain all three. The first one, the Kindle Direct Publishing, is where you publish your digital content. That's the content you find that goes into a Kindle, or that goes into, then you can get an app so you can play it on your, you can read it on your phone, or you can read it on a tablet, or you can read it on your computer. So that's the Kindle version of your content. That's the digital version of the content. And that is published on Kindle Direct Publishing. Okay, the second one, the createspace.com, is where you can publish your hard copy. So you create a different format, which is generally, at the time of recording this, is a PDF format you need to create, upload it onto createspace.com. It gives you all the formats and stuff. And also what I'm going to do in the description below, I'm going to actually attach some formats that all you need to do is cut and paste. Just paste over what I've done and just paste over some of the content that you see that exists in the format I'm going to give you. And I'm going to give you one for the Kindle and one for the CreateSpace. So it's going to make your life easy. So I'm actually going to create a video for you for this, so don't worry about it. Just listen out and understand. So when you upload your content to the createspace.com, it allows you to sell hard copies in different fonts. Now, there is the normal font and large fonts. We'll come to and talk about that a little bit later on as well in the course. The third type of content you can publish on the Amazon platform is audio, and that is done via acx.com. At acx.com, you might do two types of deals. You upload your content, that could be the PDF version or the content you uploaded to Kindle, and you upload it to this ACX, and a narrator would give you samples of their work, and you can decide who to go with. Quite a few narrators will give you samples, or you can pick a narrator that you've heard that you think would do your book justice, and you can get them to record it, and they would get 50% of the income generated from that audio only. They do not get 50% of all your income for that content. They only get, the narrator only gets 50% for the audio content. So let me go over it again so that we understand. Three types of formats you can publish on the Amazon platform. The digital content, you publish that on Kindle Direct Publishing. The hard copies, you can get that done on createspace.com. And the using the acx.com, you can publish your content in audio and sold on Audible. So therefore, when you look at any content that has got the three formats on the Amazon platform, it will show you Kindle, hard copy, and audio copy, okay? And what I'm gonna do is to take you through all these three types of platforms in the video below, okay?
Chapter 9, how to create a book cover that pops.
Welcome back. I want us to look at how to create a book cover that pops. How do you create a book cover that really works? There's a simple method that I've used over the years to create book covers that work, which is I'll go over to the genre that I want to publish in, and I'll look at the top selling maybe 20 or 10 books, and I'll endeavor to create something that looks similar, but is better. Something that looks similar, that is better. Something that looks similar, but is different enough, not to cause the client to go, oh, that looks too weird, but to make them go, wow, that looks so great. I want to buy that book, or let me go further and read about that book. The reason is, if your cover looks too weird and too different from what's selling, it may work against you, unless, of course, you stumble upon a creative idea that you are absolutely sure is going to work in the mind of your ideal customer. Otherwise, go over to the top-selling 10 books and do something very similar, but also, in another sense, different or better than what's out there. If you do that, you're more likely to generate a cover that really works. The second thing I want to say about this is that there are two or three ways you can create a book cover. Number one is you can go over to canva.com, that's C-A-N-V-A, canva.com. And on canva.com, you can purchase an image and then put your own text on that image. And get the dimensions right, and you'll be able to create a book cover yourself. The other way to do this is to hire a book cover designer. Now, I've done both. I've used canva.com or a similar platform to create a book cover, but I've also used a designer to create my book covers. And I prefer using a designer to create my book cover, because it then means that all I need to do is monitor the designer as opposed to trying to create something which I'm not really good at. All right, so How do you do this? Well, you've got a test. You're going to go over, you can use two sites that I've used. You can go over to fiverr.com, which is F-I-V-E-R-R.com, or go up to upwork.com. On fiverr.com or on upwork.com, you may pay up to, I don't know, $100 or $200. Sometimes some people even charge more, but you can get it from $5 sometimes, or $10 sometimes, or $20 sometimes. It just really depends. But whatever you do, make sure the design you have chosen really looks, the designer you choose to use, I mean, really looks great, and or their work is great, and you prefer to work with that particular person, okay? Make sure of that. The third thing I would say about designing books, or perhaps this is the fourth thing I would say about designing books, is that if you're going to do a hard copy, and this is really important, if you're going to do a hard copy, what you need to do first is to create the book cover for the hard copy. And I'm going to tell you why. The book cover for the hard copy means you have to create the front part of the book, a spine maybe, depending on the length of the book, and then the back design. So you're gonna do the front, maybe a spine, so not always, sometimes a spine, and then the back cover. But here's the deal. If you create the book cover for the hard copy first, it means you can use the front of that design as the book cover for the Kindle, because the Kindle cover is just flat. Okay, it's just, you know, two dimensions. But the book cover for the hard copy has the front, the spine, and the back cover. So to save yourself money and save yourself time, if you're going to do a hard copy and the Kindle copy, which I suggest you do, just create the hard copy first, then copy the front of your hard copy and use that as the one for the Kindle design. Okay, so let's go over this again. If you want to design your book cover, you can do it yourself on canva.com or use a designer on Upwork or fiverr.com. And also, if you're going to do a hard copy, then create the hard copy design first and use the front cover of your hard copy to go over there and create the one for the Kindle. Okay.
Chapter 10, Making Money.
Hi there. I'm sure a lot of us are going to be interested because this is about making money. I remember a time when I was on Amazon and I had about four or five books, and I was making about $1,500 or upwards of that every single month from just a few of the formats that I had out at the time. Now, things have changed, and you can do a lot more than that, or you may do less. It just depends on how you apply yourself in the promotion avenue. So we'll look at that later on. The first thing you need to do that I've discovered actually makes the whole making money process works is that you've got to get a lot of verified reviews. Amazon calls this verified reviews, meaning that there are people who have purchased your books and then reviewed it. So the first thing you want to do is try and get family and friends, or get onto certain websites, which I'm going to give you in a moment, where you can get other people to review your books, purchase it and review it, so that you get a lot of verified reviews. When you get a lot of verified purchase reviews, what then happens is you move up in your category. That's the second thing that needs to happen. To sell more books, you're going to move up in your category. Because there are millions of books and sometimes thousands of books in every category, the only way you're going to sell more books is to move up in your category. If you're at the bottom of your category or near the bottom of your category, you're probably selling one book every 2 months or one book every 3 months. And you don't want to do that. You want to sell like 100 books or 200 books a month or whatever you can do, maybe 500 books a month or 1,000 books a month, I don't know. But you've got to move up in your category. The third thing you need to do is to start selling books from your website. So create a page on your website where you can sell your own books. In fact, I'm thinking of a new strategy now, which is to increase the price on Amazon and then sell it for less on my own website, because I want to sell more from my website. Because if I sell from my website, it means I get your data. I've got your name, your address, and then I can sell you more books as I write more books. So, you know, because Amazon will never give you the names of the people buying your books. Hey, so you got to find another way. I'll teach you another way which you can get their emails at least. But the third thing you want to do really is to make sure that you have your own website and you're selling books from your website. All right. The fourth thing you want to do, which I've also tried, is to do a book launch. A book launch is where you call your friends, your enemies, and everyone else that can bring a friend to come down to a particular place. You showcase your book, talk to them about a few chapters of your book, and then at the end, get them to buy the book. Recently, I did a book launch, which was really, really good, because I had about 10 books that I was launching, and I packaged them together and sold all the 10 books for £100. And, you know, it went really, really well. Next time, I'm going to make sure I sell more and get more people in it. It was my first time of doing a book launch, and I was quite satisfied with the results that I got. So doing a book launch is another way of making money. The fifth way of making money is to repurpose your content. By repurposing your content, I mean you write a book, you turn it into a course, a video course, you turn that video course into an audio product. Then you do an audio product, do a hard copy of that particular content. So you've gone from writing a book, digital content, to hard copy, to audio copy, to video course. So repurposing your content will help you to make money. And then finally, one way I know that works, and people use this all the time, and I'm yet to use this, but, you know, is to do a webinar. So teach something from that book, and then at the end of it, get them to come and buy the book on your website, or get them to go buy it on Amazon, or get them to go buy the audio copy. But that's one way of actually making more money from your book. And then finally, one idea that I've seen that Andy Harrington did was he would tell you to come over to his site to buy his book and pay only postage, which is like £5 or something. And then just before you log off, he will ask you to buy the audio for like $10. And that's what I did. I mean, I was about to go off his site and say, hey, do you want to buy the audio? I'm like, yeah, I want to buy the CD copies. Yeah, I'll buy the CDs. And he sold the CDs for about £10 as well. So in all, I paid him £15 to actually acquire both the hard copy and the audio copy. So that's a very good way of actually making money with your books. But I'm sure there are thousands of other ways. But those are the ones that I know about. Those are the ones that I've used. And I know they all work. So let's get on there and make more money without me.
Chapter 11, how to promote your book online.
Hi there, we're going to be looking at how to promote your book. And some of the methods that I'm going to mention will also be geared towards making money with your book. Because obviously when you're promoting your book, you can sometimes sell your books, okay? So we're going to look at quite a few things that can be done. And you need to now choose the ones that are suitable for you, the ones that you know you can action and then pursue them. But one thing for sure, having a good promotion campaign will definitely, absolutely help you to sell your books. If you're not promoting your books, you're not going to make any sales. I mean, I've tried that. I've tried just sticking my books on Amazon and hoping someone will find it. Well, it doesn't really work. What works is that I've got to promote it. When I promote my books, then I make the sales. When I'm not promoting my books, I don't make the sales. So you've got to be consistently promoting your book. So you've got to have promotion as one of the key things that you do to ensure that your book sells. All right, let's go straight into it. Number one is, like I said earlier on in another lecture, you've got to have as many verified purchase reviews as possible. If you're using the Amazon platform, and I suggest you use that first, you've got to have a lot of verified purchase reviews, which means people who buy your books or buy any format of your books, either audio, hard copy, or even digital copy, the Kindle version, they review that particular book. So the more reviews you have, the higher up in the category you go, and the more books you sell, and the more you are going to get known within that genre. The second thing to do, which I also mentioned earlier in a previous lecture, was having your own website and promoting your books from your website, making sales from your website. And that would actually help you to start generating a list of people who are buying your books. And if you are selling 5, 6, 7 types of books, and each person is interested in that genre, then you have the opportunity to sell 7 books to the same person. And hang on a minute before you say, will one person buy 7 of the same types of book about that particular subject? The answer is yes. There was a study carried out in one of the universities in the US once, and it asked the students to create, the idea was to create a new Bible version. And it was like, okay, who are you going to sell this new Bible version to? And they all said, oh, they're going to sell it to young people. They're going to sell it to, you know, adults. They're going to sell it to people in church. They're going to sell, you know, this, all that kind of stuff. But it was later discovered that those who actually buy and own different versions of the Bible are the ones who are most likely to buy a new version of the Bible, which means that once people buy a particular subject, they seem not to get enough of it. They just want more of that subject because they learn just one more thing from that other author, one more thing from that other person that they add on to what they've got. So yeah, people who buy maybe books on small business will continue buying 10, 15, 16, 17 books on small business. That's just the way it goes. So do not worry about that. The third way, which you can use to promote your books, is to use the Amazon marketing services. Amazon actually has their own very similar pay-per-click or to Facebook ads, very similar to that. They call it the Amazon marketing services. And I've used it and I've not got great results from it. So I'm not gonna say to you it doesn't work, because it helped to move my books up a category, but didn't help my sales. So maybe in the long term, it'll help my sales. Maybe I didn't use it long enough, but I intend to go back and study a little bit more around it and use it again, because I think there's gonna be something there that's gonna help to sell. So if you log on to your Amazon page, or just type in Amazon marketing services, then you can go on there and have a look about how the campaign works. It's good, but like I said, it might take a little bit of a study and more of a long-term approach to it to make it work. But it's one of the means that you can use to promote your books for sure. The next one is having a Facebook page. So if you have a Facebook page that you've created for the purpose of promoting your books, then that's a very good thing. And try and develop the page so that it has a lot of likes, a lot of engagement, because the more engaging your audience are, the more books you can sell to them. The next one is using Facebook ads. Now, I've used Facebook ads to sell books, and particularly my hard copies. And this is really strange, but I noticed that when I was using Facebook ads and it was working, you know, I was selling maybe about 200 books a month, or this, I was making around about $700 every month from just the hard copies. So it does work. Facebook ads does work. So use Facebook ads to promote your books and to sell your books. The other thing is using the YouTube channel. Now, YouTube, you can do this two ways. Number one is you can put out snips of your book. So if you're teaching somebody on how to drive or how to fly a plane, you know, I would like to fly a plane, by the way. But if you're teaching somebody on how to fly a plane, then you might, you know, include a YouTube video of some kind of basic instructions on how to fly a plane. Then in the end, you will say, hey, guys, get onto my book, or, you know, log onto this website and you can download my book for so many pounds or so many dollars. So that could be a way of doing it. The second way is to create an ad specifically for that How to Fly book journal, and then get people to go and click on that particular link and drive them onto your website or to an Amazon site. Okay, it's like two ways. One is you're giving out information, one you're actually advertising your particular book. So you can use YouTube to do that. And YouTube ads are, you know, sometimes very reasonable in price. They can be about 10p or 5p per click, you know. This could be a good thing to do. That's one way of definitely promoting your book. The other way is to use guest posts within the genre that you're writing for. So if you're writing for a gardening, if you're writing a gardening book, then you might want to guest post on certain gardening websites so that they can then promote your book at the end of it. So if you're a known writer, or whether you are even an unknown writer, if you're an unknown writer in particular, and you're going to guest on a particular blog, then once you write your blog, then the blogger who owns the site would then put the address of where they can get your book, your new book, on it. So those are some of the ways. So when we come back in the next lecture, I'm going to give you some more ways that you can use to promote your book that I know works. All right, see you soon.
Chapter 12, How to Promote Your Book Offline.
Welcome back. We're still talking about how to promote our books and how to sell more books. So the next area that I want us to look at is using workshops and seminars to promote your book. Workshop and seminars. So let's say you wrote a book for how to parent a toddler. So you go to the schools or the nurseries where toddlers parents are, and then you speak to them that, hey, I've got a workshop. It's a free workshop, you know, in the local area. It's going to take about an hour or two, and I'm going to share with you some of the tips that I've learned over the years. And then the parents come along to that meeting. You talk to them. You give them maybe about 7 or 8 tips on how to parent a toddler. Then at the end, you've got your books for sale, and then they can buy your books. That's one way of actually spreading the word. And it won't matter whether you speak to a small audience or a big audience, you know, because your name will get out there as the expert. So one way of doing it is to definitely promote your books by offering free seminars or workshops. And you can promote those on your Facebook page, on your YouTube page, or you can promote it on Eventbrite. Eventbrite.com could be a place where you can also go to promote your book, or wherever else you think that the niche you're going for would be. Another way of promoting your books is to do webinars. Actually, you can do webinars now, you can do YouTube Live, you can do Facebook Live, and when you do those, you redirect people to a particular link or a particular page on your website for them to go to enjoy your book by purchasing it. Okay. One other way of promoting your books is to find a bookshop that is going to allow you to do a book launch. Now, I've not done this, but I've seen, you know, really big authors doing it. It just means that it can be done. So if you find a local bookshop to you and you visit them regularly and you are able to persuade them to stock your book, they may let you do a book launch in that particular bookshop. Another way, of course, that we discussed in another video is to do a book launch. Now, book launch works, particularly if you have people living in different parts of the country that you can go to. Like I said in that other, in the previous video, I did a book launch recently and it was a beta. It was a test book launch and it worked. And I think what I'm going to do is to go to another part of the country and do another book launch there, because I'm trying to make some contacts that I can use to do the second book launch. And I'm also thinking about doing a bigger book launch when I write one of my next books. So I'll let you know about that. But book launches work. They get your friends talking about you. They get your family members talking about you. They get their friends to tell their friends talking about you and talking about your book and how good it is. And that could be a very useful way of promoting your book. The other way is persuading a school or college to use your book as one of the recommended books, or to stock your books and give it to the students. That could be one way of doing it. So if you are close to a particular school or college and you think the book you've written relates to those students, then you might want to approach the lecturer for that particular course and try and persuade them to include your book as one of the recommended books. And then finally, go into libraries. Go to your library and try and get them to stock your book. That could be a good way of selling more books and getting your name out there. I'm sure there are thousands of ways of selling books. There are some of them. Just pick the ones you're going to action. But believe me, you've got to action it as much as possible to get your name out there as quick and as effective as possible, so that people begin to recognize and know you, and of course begin to buy your book. That's what it's about.
Chapter 13, before you approach a publisher.
I've got to be upfront with you and say that I've not approached a publisher, so you can say, well, so what do you know? But I've spoken to people who've approached publishers, and I know people who have had their books published by publishers, okay? So this is how it's worked for them. And I think it makes a lot of sense to do this before you approach a publisher. Number one is, you've got to have sold some copies yourself. Before you go to a publisher, if you've sold 1,000 copies, 2,000 copies, 500 copies, it puts you in a better position to negotiate with a publisher. I mean, this just makes sense, okay? So selling books yourself gives you a leg up to approach a publisher. That's the first thing you want to do. You want to find a way of selling books yourself first. Number two is, the larger your online profile, the more attractive you become to a publisher. So if you have a Facebook page, for example, that has 1 million likes, and you've got a very active, engaging platform right there, then publishers are more likely to want to work with you. If you are just sending out your book without making any sales, don't have no online platform, yeah, you're gonna occasionally get somebody who gets signed to a publishing deal. But hey, for you, you would do better if you have these two things that I've just discussed. The third thing that I think you should do before you approach a publisher is to write a book proposal. Now, a book proposal will have in it your bio, your competitive title, the target market you're going for, sample chapter. You know, get ready to approach a publisher. Don't just send your manuscript, you know, like probably people used to do years and years ago, or people still do now, I don't know, but just send a book proposal instead. Call, find out the name of somebody that you want to talk to, and send them your proposal. And the fourth thing that I think is really important for you to do is to ensure you have a promotion strategy that will sustain the book sales. Well, you say, well, hang on a minute. That's what the publisher is supposed to do. It's supposed to sell my books for me. I'm supposed to just sit in my house, and they're supposed to go out, sell my books, and send me the check. Well, it doesn't work like that anymore. They want to know that you are going to be actively selling your books yourself, and they're going to just come on alongside you and ensure that you reach markets that you probably otherwise would not be able to get to. That's what it's about. It's about a partnership now. It's about a joint venture with the publisher. So these four things are really important. Make sure you sell copies of your book yourself. Make sure you have a good online profile, write a book proposal, and have a marketing strategy that you know. All right, see you in the next episode. Conclusion. You've done very well to have landed at this final few minutes of this audiobook. You would notice that though it is short, it is stuffed with some practical, applicable tips that you can use right now. Hey, all I have to say to you is, now is your chance to go from couch to publisher if you're planning your first book, or to supercharge your efforts if you're promoting an existing body of work. The actions you take from here will make the difference whether you succeed as an independent publisher or not. It may only remain an idea in your head until you feel guilty in another 24 months or so. Don't wait for that time. I really hope you realize and utilize the information laid out in this book, because I know it works. If you have any questions or you need further help, I'm here to help you. Do email me to bumitokonauthor, that's bumitokonauthor@gmail.com. Or you can call me on my UK number, which is +44 7932 394620. God bless you. Your friendly author here, Bumitokon, wishing you all the best. See you at the top. The end.